Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear, so lend me your ear. And I'm coming to you wild and live on this wicked Friday the 13th. And I titled that Wicked Friday the 13th because it's nothing but wickedness going around, it appears. It seems to me that we are living literally in the Twilight Zone. I want to read something to you all, and it's a little something I happen to find upon my little trek of news and information that isn't publicly being given out. It's a YouTuber comment, Donna DeMarco. She just posted, there's a little news report about a congressman that's criticizing the White House response to this pandemic. And Dawn said, and I quote, "People, listen, I'm in Virginia. Folks are sick here. A family member is sick and went to doc. Doc told them to go to ER. ER told me to contact health department. All of them, including health department, said they don't have any test kits and have been waiting since 3rd of February. Everyone is sick with COVID-19. I promise it's not just the flu. They won't test till you're on your deathbed. They want to minimize numbers and panic. This is all this administration trying to play down, to downplay this, to save the market so Trump can have a better chance in elections. Please believe me, spread the word. My family member was screened on the phone and they didn't even take their name or residence and were told they have all the symptoms of COVID-19, including shortness of breath. They have shortness of breath and there are many, many people sick with coronavirus and don't know it because they can't get tested because there are not enough kits to go around. This administration told the World Health Organization we don't need the free ones. They passed out to all nations impacted. In most cases, the doc is telling people they have flu type A because there are not enough test kits at all to confirm the case. Side note, I know for a fact the person I was telling you all about that went to Italy and was out here working where I live without quarantining themselves and passing through customs when they first returned has been in isolation themselves. And they were told they have flu type B. And I think that that's something that they're just using to throw it off. So yeah, it seems like the numbers for the flu are great. But what if this virus has been around for longer than the little time they've told us and they're just calling it flu? Now back to what Dawn was saying. In most cases, the doc is telling people they have flu type A because there are not enough test kits at all to confirm the case. Be careful and be smart. Don't believe or trust what the government is saying. I hope this gets better soon. They are playing with people's lives just because some effing elections so president can say economy is great. Watch and remember what I said here. Many are sick with corona and can't get tested. It's spreading much more rapidly. We are a month or more behind, and many more vulnerable people will die. Be careful and be smart, and don't believe all the fake number of cases. Wow. Just a little morning tea. We haven't even gotten to the coffee yet. Breaking news in the Hill Country area. It's here. I know the person I told you about that went to Italy, came back, passed through customs, didn't get screened or anything, was at work for about a week to 2 weeks, working around people. They did not make him self-isolate. Then all of a sudden they had a meeting at this person's job and told everyone that they have him at home. He has flu B. That's all people were told. Someone else that I know they've been told to stay home for 2 weeks. And look, when I was told this information, I asked the obvious, credible question. If they don't have it, why would they need to be quarantined unless they came in contact with someone? And two, who was this person of contact? Three, why aren't people being warned? What is going on? You know, I took a break yesterday because it's so much happening at one time. I just needed to deflect for a minute, zone out, pay attention, observe, and just come on. I wanted to come back to you all with some real news. And it's a little disheartening because it seems that every day what we know as real is not. Now, I don't know what's going on where I'm staying at, but it's not right. Now, I want to do a quick shout out to Lisa Cabrera for her update this morning. Regarding the state of Ohio, their numbers are about to jump. It is being stated that they could have over 100,000 cases. But what's happening in all 50 states, or 51 if you want to include Hawaii right now, is they don't have the freaking test. Not only do they not have the test, it seems if you watch any of these ludicrous updates and trials that they're doing with the CDC doctors, Dr. Fauci, etc., they don't seem to have a plan in place to get the test. It's like, is this about money or is this about saving fucking lives? Excuse me, I said an F-bomb, gavel myself. But that's how irritated I am beginning to feel, that it's literally a pandemic. The World Health Organization had the tests to give us that would have been free, and they were turned down by our current administration so that they can make their own. And I mean, I'm all for your own, but my God, you're in the middle of a pandemic. When has that ever been declared in either mine or anyone that's even slightly older than my generation? We've never seen that. The last pandemic was the Spanish flu, and it seems like they're making the same mistake here in the States of United America, that they're gonna keep it hidden from people how bad this is gonna be. But I'm just saying, for the amount of quarantining, the amount of cancellation of major events, sporting events, etc., so on and so forth, common sense, and even though it's not common, it's pretty simple to put two and two together, it's gonna tell me that something isn't right, something isn't adding up. Iran can be seen visibly from satellites, mass graves dug all around, being filled with people with body bags. But yet we're still being told it's just a flu, don't worry, don't panic. But here you're closing down universities, major colleges, major schools, and people's children now are at home. And I told you all, it's about to get to the point where you're going to have to choose, are you going to work? Are you going to stay with your kids? This is a complete breakdown of society as we know it. And preparedness versus panic would tell me that it's best that I take this seriously and be vigilant in my assertion that things are not as they seem, that things are breaking down quickly, severely, in a multitude of events. The exponential growth of cases is going to really put our healthcare system in a serious bind, at the very least, a real tight bubble, a real dire strait. Let's really think about this, y'all. If we don't even have the goddaggone test to test and see just what kind of situation we're really dealing with, how the hell is the hospital's healthcare workers prepared to deal with a contagion like this? This is just going to be a brief update because I've got to come back with some more. And I hope that people are starting to pay attention. You know, it shouldn't matter how you look. Start paying attention. Listen. Watch. Be aware. How long before we start experiencing food shortages because the ports are closed, because there's nothing coming in and there's nothing going out? How long will people allow themselves to be puppeteered? Something like this has never happened in our lifetime as we know it. Nothing is the same, nor will anything ever be the same. This is Amethyst Dynasty coming to you live. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear, and we'll be back later.